perhaps 75, were in attendance to support Elizabeth Moore's demand for justice for her slain son.
These two policemen, they don't know what they did to our family. They tore my heart out. They took my baby. They took my grandchildren's father. I can't sleep. I can't eat. I can't even be around my grandkids because I'm constantly crying. His two-year-old daughter asks for him every day. I don't think it's right. I walk to that site every day and spend 20 minutes where it happened. I'm about to go crazy. I want him to go to jail. I know I was taught not to hate, but I hate him. I hate these two.
Rashid Fuquan Moore and Richard Guy, both 26, were unarmed, but this did not help Rashid Moore from being killed in a hail of bullets by Officer Thomas Ruain. His partner Nicholas Popolizio shot Richard Guy in the leg as he was running out of the car. Both officers have been placed on desk duty pending an investigation. Richard Guy was arrested after his release from the hospital and charged with disarming a police officer, hindering apprehension, and resisting arrest. He is held at the Doremus Detention Center under a $60,000 bond. Margaret Guy says she fears for her son.
He said they wasn't taking care of him. They hadn't seen him in 3 days. And I'm just worried that somebody may just call me and tell me something happened to my son, you know? He said when the cops came to the car, one came on his side and the other one came on the driver's side. And the one on the driver's side said he just rushed in and started shooting. He said the cop on the other side fell on the ground to keep from being hit by the other cop's bullets. He said that's when he got out to run. And when they got out to run, they were shooting at him and they shot him in the leg. I'm so afraid for him. I'm just so afraid. I really am.
National statistics show an alarming trend for young black men to be killed by white police officers in situations which prompt many to describe the police as acting as judge, jury, and executioners. The same officer, Thomas Ruain, also killed Michael Newkirk 18 months ago during a neighborhood cookout, claiming that Newkirk was pointing a gun at him. The alleged weapon was never found. For Larry Ham, chairman of the People's Organization for Progress, the seemingly unending cases of black men being shot by police officers in poor inner city neighborhoods bear a singular pattern. The police shoots first to kill and charges that they were being attacked by the unarmed victims.
February 12th, mark this day down, write it in the book. This is the first demonstration for Rashid Fuquan Moore. But it will not be the last demonstration.
That's right.
No, we're going to light this fire and keep it alive until we get justice.
Yes, sir.
We have basic demands. Number one, we want justice for Rashid Fuquan Moore.
That's right.
Number two, we want the immediate dismissal of officers Thomas Ruain and Anthony Popolizio.
Yes, sir.
We don't want them on desk duty without guns. They need to be fired immediately. They need to be taken off the force with any other killer cops. Number two, we demand a special prosecutor. We don't want another whitewash like we had with the death of Michael Newkirk. Number three, we demand that the city of Newark establish immediately a civilian complaint police review board with full investigatory and prosecutorial powers. Number four, we call upon the U.S. Attorney for New Jersey, Chris Christie, to immediately launch a federal investigation into the death of Rashid Fuquan Moore. Power to the people.
Larry Ham called on all women and men who believe in justice to come to the Newark City Council meeting this coming Wednesday, February 16 at 7 p.m. to demand an end to police violence. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen in Newark, New Jersey.